broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 6th. What a special day, huh? In the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country. To do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the incredible checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, found in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights, our guide, our blueprint for liberty. Those are the solutions, folks. Pure application of the principles that made America great once can absolutely do it again. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We had on James Edwards with us yesterday. We had a two-hour big discussion. We talked about the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. He was arrested, indicted, arraigned, surrendered to, quote, criminal court. Trump pleads not guilty to all 34 counts of, quote, falsifying business records. Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York opted to charge Trump. Yeah. But they rejected their investigation in 19 and in 21 into both of these things. The federal prosecutors in the Southern District in 19, the Federal Election Commission in 2021, I'm convinced we've got a double jeopardy problem here for President Trump. They keep slightly manipulating the charges to be a little bit different so they can claim it's not double jeopardy. They lie. It's politically motivated. It's a problem. Think Trump's guilty or not isn't the point anymore. Double jeopardy is the point. Constitutionality is the point. Okay, now they're even saying even the enemies of Trump are admitting there's nothing here. It became apparent once the indictment was unsealed. They don't have much of an arsenal, legal arsenal, to draw upon on this thing. Okay, Trump punched back hard from Mar-a-Lago, what he claims is a politically motivated witch hunt. I never thought anything like this could happen in America, Trump said. Trump said, the only crime that I've committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. Yeah, what a serious, serious situation. Now, this Juan Merchan guy is the judge in the case presiding over this thing. Also presided over two former tax fraud cases involving Trump's real estate firm and his former CFO related to that firm. Well, they both didn't go well. Both resulted in outcomes not favorable to the defense, folks. So this guy's got a history with Donald. Just like Bragg, a vendetta against Mr. Trump. Merchant is also the judge presiding over the fraud case against Steve Bannon, ladies and gentlemen, in relation to the We Built the Wall organization. This judge has got conflicts till the cows come home. A specifically cherry-picked judge for the case. But judge, his name is Juan Manuel Merchan, who oversees President Donald Trump's sham case on junk felony charges, made political donations and contributions to a nonprofit organization that funds Democratic political candidates. Right? That's according to FEC data. So he's donating to Democrat groups. He was handpicked. He was involved in all kinds of cases that shows a conflict of interest. The daughter of Judge Juan Merchan, who is presiding over Trump's case, his daughter has ties to the Democratic Party as well. She's the president and partner of a group called Authentic Campaigns, a company that runs digital campaigns for Democratic candidates, folks. Did the daughter, Lauren Merchant, work on the Biden-Harris campaign even? You see, this is just wow. Stormy Daniels, at the same time of Donald Trump's, quote, indictment, ordered to pay Donald Trump lawyers nearly $122,000 in the defamation lawsuit. So now Stormy being forced to pay the Donald, and now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in the United States of America, beginning with the radical left George Soros prosecutor, Alvin Bragg of New York. Bragg involved with Merchant is a conflict of interest like you wouldn't believe. Now, the GOP, they got a problem. They're trying to decide how to deal with Donald. The problem is, you know, they don't want Donald. A lot of the conservative Republicans don't want Donald. The problem with it is they know he's got so much control of the Republican Party that whenever Donald's in the room, all the oxygen's taken out. Nobody else matters. Even DeSantis can't compete with the Donald on the national stage, folks. Yes, in Florida, he's popular. Yes, with a few policies, he's popular. The problem is he'll make mistakes and step in it. You say, well, Donald does that. I know. But when Donald makes a mistake and steps in it, he transcends it. He's above it, like some of the others. And if you ever want evidence that Donald Trump's part of the deep state, that would be my evidence. How does Donald never get taken down over all these scandals? Never. But yet other people go to jail, right? But Donald seems to always be in trouble, always. But that serves as a great backdrop to stay in the news, be top dog in the news all the time. But in the end of the day, he always somehow escapes. He always somehow, is it big money? Is it attorneys or is it something more? Is the question. I don't have all the answers. I don't have the inside track. I just know this. If you're part of the deep state, you're untouchable. Look at Hillary and Bill. Look at Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, Hillary and Bill literally raped women. They accused him of rape. The women were considered bimbos and ignored. Right? Hillary literally destroys evidence with regards to classified information, emails on a fake private server. I say fake because it wasn't a government server like you would. Okay, it was her own, controlled by her own IT people. When it got discovered, then she literally destroyed evidence. No harm, no foul for Hill and Bill. No harm, no foul for Barack Obama when you don't even know where he's from. He might be an American citizen with a communist father. Yeah, out of wedlock or whatever else. He might be, he's not an American citizen. We don't even know, but the origins of. And you can say, well, Sam, that's just birther stuff. No, it ain't. The birth certificate was confirmed to be fraudulent by experts in the field to the point of beyond allegations, charges, beyond probable cause. But nothing happened to Barry. I mean, Barry Satoru, Barack Obama. Nothing happened to him, right? Nothing happens to these people. So when nothing happens to Donald over and over and over, believe it or not, it points to where he's got some real connections or he'd be taken down like any one of us, right? James Edwards, quote, I am pleased to announce that the honorable cause, somebody emailed me, texted me earlier today, said, hey, what was James's book called? The answer is The Honorable Cause, A Free South. It's available for purchase on Amazon.com. The Honorable Cause. The purpose of the book is to retake the narrative related to Southern nationalism and secession advocacy. For too long, the political enemies have been driving the conversation, making up the rules, controlling the narrative. This book aims to take that back and define the conversation. You know what? It'll be a way that we can basically let the American people decide the details, the narrative, who we are, what we stand for. That's what James is saying. Yeah, it puts into context what it means to truly be Southern and why Southern identity is so important. It explores secession and how much we need to push on developing our own people, etc. Anyway, we highlighted this. U.S. Federal District Thomas Parker, he's a judge, blocks this effort by Tennessee to stop transgender genital surgery mutilation. The judge stopped the state legislative body on this. Wow. James wisely says you can't vote your way out of it, and sadly, you can't legislate your way out of it. Sam says, I say, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. Yeah, we talked about transgender cows and violence. We talked about Liberty Counsel. Matthew Staver highlights that, look, they used to do this gender mender stuff on cows, give them alternative hormones and everything else back in the 70s, and it made the cows violent and psychotic to the point where, wow, farmers really suffered from this. Now they're doing the same thing that they did to the cows in the 70s to your children right now. And if you oppose it, they consider you the enemy. I kid you not. Do not delegate your parental responsibility to anyone, ladies and gentlemen. James Madison called conscience the most sacred of all property. We must not teach our students that they must set aside their religious beliefs when they step into a school. Saving our children from government schools, ladies and gentlemen, is perhaps the most important act of patriotism Americans can take in modern times. Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, get your kids out of the government indoctrination centers. Right? Get your children out of the government indoctrination centers and educate them at home. You can do at home in about 2 hours what it takes 6 hours for the government schools to do at a fraction of the cost. And the best part, your children are not exposed. Let me say this again. Your children are not exposed to the dishonest propaganda jettisoning God's laws and science about gender. God says male and female created I them. In other words, folks, male and female are the only way. The binary is the reality. Whether science pretends it's not true, science backs that fact. God and science together tell the tale of truth. But we don't care in America. We want to turn our back on God and on the truth. For a so-called trust in the arm of flesh, greater enlightenment, we've lost our way. Return to God Almighty. Liberty Roundtable continues in seconds on your radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
True Passover versus Easter. The Catholic Church and most denominations follow the Jewish Passover. Here is the Jewish tradition. The Passover takes place 14 days after the new moon, after the equinox. But what does God say? In Isaiah 1 verse 14, quote, "Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being," unquote. Now notice God's word versus Jewish tradition. Quote, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover," unquote. That's from Leviticus 23, verse 5. God's year begins on the spring equinox. Passover is always on the 14th day of God's year, the 14th day after the equinox. The Sunday after the Passover is Resurrection Sunday. None of this is about fertility, which is exactly what Easter is all about. Easter bunny and eggs, fertility rites, are paganism.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast. It's time for the Honest Money Report. Brian Rust, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Kelly Finnegan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be here.
Two quick things before we get to money. Saving our children from government school is perhaps one of the most important acts of patriotism Americans can take. Better yet, get your children out of the government schools, the indoctrination centers, and get rid of the indoctrination centers, educate them at home. They say that you can do about 2 hours, oftentimes what it takes 6 hours in a government school day to accomplish. Very interesting. Statistics show that, you know what, homeschool-educated children do much better than their counterparts, than their peers in government schools, at a fraction of the cost, Brian. Interesting details.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that we've seen over the last little while of why, you know, these schools are are pretty scary for our kids. I think it also brings back the fact of our parent as parents. You know, we have a God-given right to bring our children up in believing in God, or you know, and the principles we would like to instill in them, and we need to take a bigger stand in that instead of letting someone else take our kids and teach them and whatever they want to teach them.
Kelly?
Well, I think it's interesting to listen to you talk about binary. I guess these people don't believe in computers, because computers, I believe, work in binary code, don't they? Ones and zeros, ons and offs.
Yes, sir.
So if somebody doesn't believe in the binary of people, then they don't believe in the binary of computers.
Well, there you go. And I think that's the quintessential point that we're talking about here is, look, God teaches us that male and female created them. He teaches binary. But science also documents a binary. I don't think you can avoid the truth on that, whether you believe in God or not. I just trust God. But whether you believe in God or not, science and God together, I don't see how you can claim any different with any credibility, Kelly.
No, I mean, you got dark and light. You know, the earth is either dark or it's light. You have wet or dry. I mean, everything in our whole world is binary. So it's not a hard concept to imagine.
There you have it. I don't even know how to respond to this, actually, Brian, because it's a discussion that it's like, how do you have those kind of discussions that are so nonsensical? It's like God's law and science says there's a binary, male and female. No evidence suggests any different of any kind that has credibility. But yet we're having this discussion like the guys that stand with the binary are idiots, that they're hate mongers, that they're but yet, what about just debating the facts?
what facts? It's right and wrong. I mean, it's just simple, you know, just common sense. It's gone. Common sense is gone. Right and wrong is gone. What's wrong is right now, and what's right is wrong, and right, apparently the earth is flat. Eventually, if you drive far enough, you're going to go right off. So it's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
All right, enough of that. But we were talking about that yesterday in detail, and I just go, wow. All I can tell you is get your children out of the government indoctrination centers ASAP. Saving our children from government schools is part of one of the most important patriot based actions you can take that can have the biggest impact multi-generationally. Now the headline says central. Well, all right, let's do our Honest Money Report first, I guess. How's that? All right, Honest Money Report, Brian.
Gold
is sitting where?
$2,015.20.
Let's see. 2,000, 1,500 and what?
20.
$0.20. 2015, right? $0.20.
Yeah.
All right.
2015.
Sometimes it's hard to understand when that is. $2,000, $15, right?
Yep, $2,015.
$2,015, $0.20, silver?
Silver's $24.94.
Now, this is up a bit from what we've been seeing, right?
Yeah.
What do you say to that? Having a hard time holding it down?
Well, you know, I look at these yo-yo ups and downs and ups and downs, and I shake my head because the fact of it is that we've lost, if we buy into this fiat currency, we've lost our buying power. There's no buying power. They just have to create more and more and more to be able to buy or purchase. But if you go back and look at real money. Constitutional money, that silver quarter, yeah, still gets me a gallon of gas. Well, my regular quarter doesn't, but a silver quarter does. And so the buying power is still in that money that we had, that had actually, that wasn't just printed because they needed to print more, and they continue to print more, and then they need to bail out banks because they're deemed officially too big to fail. So they step in and say, well, we'll give them, if there's zero interest on the money, they can get free money and lend more money, even though they're making bad decisions. Janet Yellen comes out and says, well, it's not going to affect the bottom line of our people, the taxes and so on. That's a bunch of bull. They're going to pay more taxes because, these banks can't fail, and they're going to use our money to do that. So it seems like it is going to affect us. So I mean, it's just a that's the truth, common sense.
Imagine that, Kelly.
Yeah, I was watching a thing late last night, early this morning about how silver, you know, is getting out of hand for these big banks, and the charts show, you know, this guy plays ETF and he says, I have physical silver, but he says they're going to try to suppress this down to $17 an ounce. This is getting way out of hand for them, and they can't have, you know, this getting that way. So there's going to be some more fines paid, but the spread between the physical and the paper price is going to be big again, just because they don't want this to get out of hand.
I want to talk about how to buy gold and silver, because I think it's really important for people to understand some of this, Brian, now that we start to see it edge up a little bit and stuff. I think Kelly's right. They can't totally suppress it 100%. They've got to kind of walk a fine line. Their hope, because they don't have unlimited resources. I mean, they pretend they do, but they don't. And so what they need to do is suppress enough with the resources they have. Then they need it to fluctuate a little bit. And hopefully, due to propaganda, manipulation, you know, calming people down or whatever you want to say, they can spread beyond their amount of money to control, amount of manipulation to control, and then getting a lot of blue sky control. And what I mean by that is backed by nothing, nothing of evidence, but yet kind of talking the people into calm down. The economy's okay. We're fine. To where, hey, if people don't cash in, then they can, you know, call a halt to it and they can manipulate prices. Supply and demand, they can manipulate that on paper and fiat wise. So that's the con game. But when we talk about how to buy gold and silver, I want to talk about that because I think it's important. There's a few things to keep in mind about that, Brian. I've got a couple of ideas. Let's start with you, though. You know, what's the best thing to think about when you're buying gold and silver?
Well, I think, you know, you look at your finances and you start to, you know, you come in and you get educated, and then you try to, you know, purchase what you can purchase with the money you have available. I mean, what you, and I don't say, okay, get yourself into debt to have metal, but I think if you've got extra income and so on, a lot of people right now are trying to get out of cash, and they're worried about these banks and don't trust the, you know, where they, everyone, you know, the our government telling us that, oh, everything's great. Well, we know it's not. We're seeing the physical evidence that it's not. And so I think that the biggest key is to probably come in and start at some point and get yourself preparation. That peace of mind is really preparation. And so I think coming in and learning and then buying what you can.
I think what you're saying is, first, ladies and gentlemen, don't think of this as, oh my gosh, I'm now awake, I realize the significance, and don't go into a panic buy. Don't go into a get in debt buy. Back up a little bit, slow down, and say, look, I'm just going to invest in this as I can. I'm going to get a little bit now, a little bit, and I'm going to do it consistently enough to where pretty soon I look back over the last, say, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and I go, wow, I got quite a bit now. I'm doing pretty good. So think of it that way. Don't ruin your life. Don't panic. Don't get crazy, but invest in a slow but sure plan. That's number one. Don't think you got to do it all at once. The second recommendation I would have is this. It doesn't matter what you buy your silver for. And let me explain what I mean by that. I agree. Don't just wait till it skyrockets and it's $80 an ounce and you start buying silver. But what I mean by that is, if it's $25 today, $22 tomorrow, $17 the next day, $24 the next day, just ignore all that. Because they're small fluctuations, folks. And in the end of the day, when you keep buying, you know, in my day, I've been working at this for a long time, slowly but surely over time. I have stuff that I bought literally when I was a kid at $4.25 an ounce. And I've still got some of it. So what I'm saying is, just let the average of what you keep buying, there's a term for that. Brian will educate us in seconds. But what I'm saying is, you eventually have this average of what you bought silver for over the years. And your average might go up slightly, but overall, you're better off if you just keep adding to it. That's one of the great keys, and ignore the little blips along your way, because in the end, it doesn't matter. Hang tight. Brian Russ, Kelly Finnegan in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is leading a bipartisan delegation in Taiwan today. Chairman McCaul is joining Representative Young Kim, the Republican from California, Chairwoman of the Subcommittee on the Indo-Pacific, and Representative Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, and others. McCaul on China's threats.
We're not going to let this intimidation get to us. We all received sort of threatening texts. You know, there was talk about a Chinese escort in the air, but that's just really intimidation, saber rattling.
Our delegation will meet with Taiwanese business leaders and officials from the executive and legislative branches.
Talk about weapon systems that I sign off on going into Taiwan to our Taiwan. And are they prepared?
House Republicans are considering calling in two former prosecutors that worked under Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan and House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer say the two ex-prosecutors are Mark Pomerantz and Kerry Dunn. They had been leading the investigation under Bragg's predecessor, former Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance. The two submitted their resignations in February of 2022 after Bragg began raising doubts about pursuing a case against Trump. If you need gasoline, you best get it now, as gas prices could spike in the next couple of days.
Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut production will send the price of gas higher. Gas Buddy estimates that the cuts will cause gas prices to rise by 10 to 20 cents. The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. right now is $3.52. President Biden traveled to Saudi Arabia last summer and asked for a production hike, but that doesn't seem to have materialized yet. I'm Skip Kelly.
Celebrating the end of Prohibition in 1933, today is officially New Beer's Eve, as tomorrow is the official date it ended. USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I was mentioning it doesn't matter when you buy your gold and silver. You just keep buying it, buying it, buying it, buying it. As the price changes, so what? The reality is your real cost, if you want to look at it as a cost scenario, it's hard to buy money and call it a cost. But nevertheless, the problem is when you do all that, you don't need to worry about the current price unless it goes way crazy up. But if it ebbs and flows, you just look at it, and it's your average cost over time that really matters. And the longer you're in the game, the better that is, Brian.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, you're averaging your cost. I get a lot of education is a key. And so if people would come in and we try to educate, the one question people always say, well, what's your buy price? If I'm buying, what's your buy price? Well, the spreads get a little bit wider as the buy price. But I tell them, well, why you don't realistically – you don't really care what the buy price is. The key is to get in the game and protect your paper that you have now. Because if your mindset is like my mindset, I tell them, then it doesn't matter what the buy price is. You just need to get in. You want to protect your paper. And in order to do that, you're doing that by buying metal. And so as that goes up, you don't worry. I mean, if it goes up $100, you could care less what someone's going to pay you now. It's at that point right now. And so that question you had back then, well, what are you going to pay me? No, you're getting in the game to protect your paper, and that you're going to ride. It might dip in the ups and downs, the yo-yo effects, but why would you be buying? And that's the question we try to throw back at them. Well, why are you buying? If you're buying to protect your paper, or you don't want to lose that paper or the currency that's already lost so much value, then you need to start getting in the game and buying stuff. Not be worried about the price. Just getting the
understanding your reason for buying, and when you say how to buy gold and silver, that's one discussion. And we're giving you right. some keys to that exercise. But you got to ask yourself, why are you buying? Are you buying because you want to get rich on gold? Is this your way to think you're into the gold rush? Well, you're going to be disappointed, I'm telling you right now, because they can manipulate this for a long time. And the paper play manipulates all this. If your right. goal is to stabilize your portfolio, to broaden your investments, in other words, broaden your portfolio, and you're thinking about it for the long haul, now you're making progress in understanding. But if your goal is to buy gold today, sell it tomorrow and get rich, you will be disappointed, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and it's like on an airplane, you know. You have to put, if the oxygen, you know, there's a catastrophic problem and the oxygen masks come down, you put yours on first before you help somebody else. So you've got to help yourself. You know, and the most important thing to do is get out of debt. Get out of debt before you do this, because you're going to save a lot of cash if you do that first. You know, I'm amazed that there. Michael Saylor told everybody to go get a second mortgage and buy Bitcoin when it was at $69,000. You know, so that was really smart. But yeah, you want to go in and do a little by little, and you don't worry about what the premium is. I mean, yeah, there is a premium, but there's a premium in everything. You know, if I buy a new car, you know, and Brian, like, somebody wants to buy it and bring it back that day, he'll give them back their money. You know, go do that with a new car. Go drive it off the lot and take it back, you know, see what happens. So I tell people it's the insurance that if you don't use it, you still get the premium back. And there's no other insurance in the world I know of that if you don't use it, the insurance company will give you your money back.
Brian?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's an education, and some people are nervous and so on. But I mean, realistically, why are they there? I mean, really, you look at the reality of our paper money system. It robs our currency of gains of purchasing power. There's right now that currency we hold in our hand just doesn't have any buying power. And then you have banks that are failing because these elitists in these banks are, you know, or their loans that they're giving out money, they're just throwing the money out, keep building these houses, keep doing whatever. Well, when they default on these loans, well, now they're everyone's scrambling, oh, my money. Well, you want to protect that paper, those paper assets, your 401ks, your all those things. That's what metal does. It protects it. I mean, maybe you don't get rich, that's a dang sure, but as it goes up, it's protecting those things that are dropping and going down, so that you're not really losing. You might be losing here, but you're gaining here, and it's kind of that scenario.
Really quick, in the old days, if you went to the bank to borrow money, you know, they took money from Jack and Jill's savings account to give you a loan. Well, now if you buy a car or a house, they just conjure that I don't call it money. They conjure that currency out of nothing, you know, and give it to you. So we live in a debt-based society right now. All that right. currency, just that the government promises to tax its citizens to make good on that. That's what it is.
We so sure do. That's factual as all get out. This next headline right. highlights Kelly's point yeah. perfectly, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this.
And I've talked to bankers that yes. didn't even know that. They don't even know that we're on a fractional reserve. And then I bring it up and they go, oh, yeah, that's true. But they never think about it.
Yeah, and so that's true.
They're waking up slowly but surely. They're coming around, but, you know, maybe 1% of the population.
Well, think about our how to buy gold and silver discussion. I've got more details on that in seconds. But think about this headline to make the point. When Brian Rust says your goal is to broaden your portfolio, your goal is to protect yourself against paper, you're going to have to now protect yourself against, well, we don't even print it out anymore, ladies and gentlemen, just digital. Headline says, quote, central bank digital currency is a foundational threat to America's economic systems. Let me say that again. Central bank digital currencies are a foundational threat to America's economic systems. Boy, howdy, does that make your point, Brian?
Well, it does. I mean, realistically, if you want to talk digital, and Kelly explains this pretty good, you know, in the shop and so on. But don't we're using credit cards, right? All of us are using these credit cards, and aren't the banks happy that we're using the credit card? Kelly, what's your thought there?
Oh, well, yeah, and I do work, you know, at some at Brian's shop, and there's people that come in and they'll have the cash to buy, you know, $5,000 worth, and it won't run through the debit card. And they'll call the bank and say, hey, I got this cash. Why won't you let me use this? And they're like, well, we can do that, but why don't you tell them to run it as a credit? And I said, well, yeah, because the bank gets 4% on that. They love it. They want you to run it as a credit. They don't want you to run it as a debit or go get cash. You know, it's just the whole thing is just, you know, we used to be on a gold standard, and then we went to a fiat currency, and they played that out as far as they can. So now they got to go to the next thing, and that's the central bank digital currency. And they'll do that as long as they can until they break that, and then who knows what's next.
Yep.
That's what they're going to do, but I look at that headline, and if you want an understanding of, hey, how to buy gold and silver, now that you got to learn that. That's an educational question, right? But central bank digital currency being a foundational threat to our whole economy is the quintessential point. Now, when we say how, one is don't worry about what you're buying it for. Your average cost over time is the key, not whether you bought a little bit at a higher price than another price or whatever else. You know, we have a tendency to think, oh, my gosh, when I got in 10 years ago, gold or silver was only 10 bucks an ounce. Now it's 25. Man, what do I do? You just don't worry about it. You just say, look, I'm in the realm. The reason that it's worse or more expensive, so to speak, is because your dollar's just cheapened in value. The longer you wait, the cheaper the dollar will get. And the more gold and silver will seem expensive, but it's not. It just holds its deal. The fact is you've been fleeced out of your paper value. And as a result, the more fleeced out of the paper value you are, the more it feels like gold and silver are more expensive. But it's a lie. It's the cheapening of paper, not the rise in gold and silver that's at play here. Brian?
All right, that's it. And we kind of explain that in the store. I mean, we use examples of what, I mean, I'd definitely rather have my $20 gold piece than the $20 bill. I'd rather have the silver quarter than a regular quarter. I mean, we show facts of examples, and as people start to look at that, yeah, it really makes sense. I mean, you know, this situation that we live in today of this quantitative easing and this corporate bailouts and the overspending and overtaxing, I mean, it's starting to hit people hard, and they're starting to wake up, the more they wake up and you know, maybe there's more of a voice and we try, but I mean, little by little, Satan leads you to hell. Well, that's what's happening in our, you know, our institutions up higher. They're leading us to hell. They don't care about us. I mean, and now, you know, you go to the Fed website now, and there's a digital currency already in place. It's supposed to be, they're talking about it. It's on their website. I mean, it's things like this that, you know, they put it there. How many people really look at it or even know about it? And then all of a sudden we're right there at the gates of hell. How did we get here? I mean, yeah, we just, education. So
when I was a little kid 50 years ago in the early 70s, you could buy a Silver Eagle silver dollar for like $2 to $5, depending on the fluctuation,
right,
and stuff like that. Now it's
right,
literally $35 to $40, folks. And so my question to you, I'm not very smart, but if you had a Silver Eagle silver dollar and you bought it for $2 or $3 or $5 back in the day, 50 years ago, and now it's worth $35 to $40, which one would you rather hold on to? Because if you held on to your $2 to $3 to $5 fiat dollars, now you wouldn't even come close to buying a Silver Eagle, would you? So see, over time, as the dollar deflates or loses value, your value remains steady. RussQuentinGift.com in seconds on your radio.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many things to focus on with this thing, but your dollar's getting cheaper is the problem, folks. But I submit to you that constitutional currency is key. Knowing what to buy matters, too, though. I'm for silver eagles. I'm also for silver eagles, silver dollars. I'm also for the one-ounce rounds. I'm also for the dimes and nickels or dimes and quarters and such like that because I believe that that's close to is metal prices you can get. The more numismatic it gets, the more it's speculative in nature, the more it mirrors the real money price, not counting the spread, in other words, spot or the current price of the metal versus what it takes to literally ship it to your door and or cover the minting costs and et cetera, et cetera. The closer it is to the metal price, the better, Kelly.
Definitely. And, you know, I tell people I don't price it in dollars. I price it in commodities, whether it's a gallon of gas or a loaf of bread. And, you know, if you want to get realistic, price it in Roman denarii. Oh, wait. That fiat currency doesn't exist anymore. So I guess it's infinity in Roman denarii. So, you know, and that's what's going to happen to the dollar. You know, they keep saying, well, this time's different. You know, we figured it out. Well, out of the thousands of fiat currencies that have existed on this planet, this is going to be the one time they figured out how to do it right, huh? It's like they always say, well, you know, they're not doing socialism right. No, they're doing socialism exactly right. It's a flawed system, you know. So just price it in everyday items, like that gallon of gas or a can of soup. And you'll see what the real value of gold and silver is.
Well, and that's why I say that buying a little bit at a time is the key, just a steady, methodic plot towards it, not worrying about what your cost is each given time you buy a little bit. The average cost matters. Then saying to yourself, I want to be guided of which coins are closest to the metal value, but yet have instant recognition, have instant consistency, have a track record of honesty and integrity. That's why the silver eagle, silver dollar is so important and stuff like that. The whole United States, I don't know what you want to say, reputation is on the line that those are the real deal when it comes to the amount of 1 troy ounce of silver claimed in it, for instance. That credibility recognition around the world matters, too. If I have some weird bar that says Sam minted this on it, people are going to go, what? Who the heck is Sam? What are you talking about? How do I know it's really what you think or say that it is? But if you use what I'm talking about, it's been around so long, it's not debatable, Brian.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I have people that have come in with, you know, the dinars, and I kind of point to the gold, and I say, well, I'd rather have this metal than your dinars, and I'm sorry you invested in that, but, the reality is the metal's there. An example would be we would give our airline or our fighter pilots in the war, they would have these sovereigns and these 20 francs and various gold pieces that they, German 20 marks, in their belts or whatever, so if they were shot down, they could, you know, they might not be able to speak the language per se, or maybe have a little bit of the language, but they could show this gold piece. Could you help me? I want to give you these gold pieces to help me survive out here. That, you know, I'm shot down. I mean, you know, and that helped save some of these pilots. That real metal, right? Not here's some U.S. dollars. Will you take these U.S. dollars, paper dollars, and help me? No, I have gold. I have 20 francs. I have German 20 marks, I have British sovereigns, and they would take the gold and help some of these pilots. So, yeah,
Big term to me too is they use the term sovereign on that money. They don't use that on fake money, Kelly.
No. Well, and it's funny that, you know, it's like people want to be spoon-fed the answers. And, you know, you have to put in the effort yourself. And if you do that, then you'll learn. And it's funny to see, you know, people the first time they buy, they're a little hesitant and scared, and you explain it to them. And then they start picking it up, and they're like, yeah, I want this. And they're just like pros all of a sudden. And I, you know, tell them a few things to watch and understand what the difference is between money and currency, you know. And the, you know, J.P. Morgan once said, gold is money and everything else is credit. And that's true, you know. And if you can't hold it, you don't own it. So it's just a matter of learning and putting forth the effort. And if you put forth the effort, you'll do well in something. If you rely on somebody else, if you rely on the hand of man, you know, usually you'll fail, or you won't understand what's going on. You know, that's the importance of literacy. It's important to learn to read, and it's important to learn how to invest in these things and find out what's good for you. Something that might not be good for you that's good for somebody else. It's not a cookie cutter thing. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, when Kelly talks, it's time to listen. Words of wisdom. He just dropped another key that I want to bring attention to. If you listen carefully, you've already got it. But I want to make sure people really understand what Kelly just said. Listen, you got to take possession of your metal, too, because if you don't take possession at some point when the going gets tough, you may not have it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a key component to this exercise, Brian.
No, that's why we, you know, and that's one of the explanations we try to help people understand. If you need it, I mean, you need it today. You don't want to call Bill down the street or in New York or some, hey, you've got my IRA, I need to cash out some of this. Well, 10,000 other people are calling Bill too because they need that money today. So you buy it, you have it, you protect it, and then it's tradability right now. I mean, it has value. So there's a trade. And, you know, back in 1980, gas stations, R.C. Willie Smith, they were taking metal. Just bring it in. We'll give you gas. We'll sell you a car. We'll give you furniture. We'll use that metal. And it's in place. If we had to get there, it's going to happen.
Now, here's what I find fascinating, and I don't know where this is going to go, but we are told that the government's already working on a digital currency, that they've already got one. It's on their website. They're talking about it. But we really haven't seen it at the bank level yet, have we, Brian?
We haven't. I mean, we're using credit cards. I mean, I think when I look at credit cards and so on, it's more control of this banking institution that the government is not going to allow collapse. So it's more taxes to the individual, but it's interest rates and things that we're going to pay. And if they don't like what you're doing, they're going to slap and say, shut that down, and you're not going on that trip. You can't afford that. You're not doing this. You're not. It seems like one more step in the, you know, control. And I, you know, that's one of the factors I see. I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, when they talk of, you know, the Bitcoin or, you know, all these, this money that's out there that we don't see or can't see or anything else, how it's all going to work. I know other countries are trading in it and so on. And so we got to get in line. We got to jump on the bandwagon. So I don't know how it's all going to work.
And there's people like when they want to buy and they want to use cash, they have a hard time getting their cash out of the bank. You know, what do you want this for? And I tell them, I'm making a donation to the United Negro College Fund. And they look at you and it's like, are you not going to let me have my money for that? Because then you're a racist, you know? And so of course they're going to let me have it, but it's none of their business. I worked hard. I got this cash. It's mine, you know? And I'm paying you to hold it for me, or you're making interest off of it. So it's none of their business what I want to do with it.
There's a headline from CNN that I find fascinating as well. It says this. It says, the U.S. dollar could go digital. Here's what you need to know. And they go in and explain it to you and everything else, and they want you to believe that it would be stable, that it would be awesome. It's different from investing in, quote, crypto or digital currency because it's backed by the government and the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury or whatever we want to say. And the reason I say whatever we want to say is because they're trying to blur those lines, too. It used to be where hard money was backed by the Treasury in terms of its honesty, and that's all it needed to do because the silver or gold, the real commodity, speaks for itself. In this case now, what do we got? We got the Treasury, quote, certifying it supposedly digitally, but yet the Federal Reserve is backing it financially. It's a weird, weird setup, and it's very hard to get your arms around. But U.S. dollar could go digital. I don't know that they, you know, CNN says it could. They're already headed that way. There's no way to stop it at this point. They have no choice, or the Ponzi scheme will end, Brian.
Well, that's right. I mean, and you kind of said it's backed by this, and I think one of the big factors is trust, right? I mean, we as Americans, we hope there's trust, that we can put trust in something and follow it. That's the problem. We've lost that trust, and we worry now. And is what happens is, you know, you're not trustworthy. You're saying follow us, we're going to take care of you. Well, and we don't have that trust factor. That's what it was before. You know, we, this banking system, the fiat currency, oh, there was trust because, you know, this is not what we're going to do for you. Well, they've kind of blown that out of the water. So now there's no trust. They keep throwing things at us, but we keep saying, well, we don't trust you. Look at what's going on here. And yeah, I mean, it's like the schools, you said, they go in front of the school board and they try to reasonably talk to the school board who are doing these things, and they shut them down and call them terrorists. And then we're
supposed we'll just sick the FBI on you there. It's like, yeah. What are you? Wow. All right, there you have it. How much is a silver eagle silver dollar right now if I want to get one? What's the cost for me to really get one?
They're running about $39, $40, yeah.
$40, Kelly, for a single silver dollar.
Yeah, and that's there's such a premium on it because we're here. That's why I like there's other alternatives, you know, and when things get really crazy, that premium pretty much goes away. So there's other alternatives, but that's where the knowledge and study comes in, you know, because what right. works for you doesn't work for somebody else.
One factor on that, though, that I try to explain, the reason you want to get in the game is because now availability is now a month down the road, or it's 3 weeks or whatever. I mean, it takes longer to get product because the demand across the country has now risen to another level. And so, yeah, you want to get rid of this cash. You need this metal. Let me take your cash. Well, I'd rather have the metal myself too, but my business is to help you. Let's move some cash. Let's get you into metal. But you're going to pay me today, but I'm not going to see your product for a month. Now I've been buying and trying to stock and keep stuff in my store. A lot of shops don't have any product. I do have product because I've been chasing it for 2 years, but it's availability, and that pushes you out. And, you know, right now the biggest wholesaler in silver, he's 7 months out delivery. Well, I can't even buy from him and get it to clients because I don't want to wait 7 months, nor do they. So that's the next factor is the panic mode will take it to now you're not getting nothing for a month or 2 months or but that's
well,
that's
and
really
that just
bottom.
Proves that, look, if we call a halt to their con game and people take possession, you think 7 months is nothing or is something? That ain't nothing. It'll be 10 years
right.
out. Game playing or have to admit they can't deliver at all. And that's the
yeah.
problem. One of my favorite, believe it or not, is silver dimes.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because they're plentiful enough. They're small enough in denomination. Even if silver became worth $100, your dime's only worth $10, right? Basically. And I bring that up because I think that denomination's small enough to actually get day-to-day things done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to have a little bit of everything, you know? And it's good to have a little bit of cash, you know. What if the electricity went down for some reason? You can't get cash out of the ATM, go buy groceries. It's good to have a little bit of cash on hand.
There you go. And it's great to have educated folks like Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan on your radio educating about honest money, precious metals. Take possession. Look at the average cost of your buy as you continue to gain wealth and stability in your portfolio. It's all about education and taking possession of your real metal. Brian, thank you. Kelly, thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
RustQuentinGift.com. You've got a friend in the honest money business. That's what it's all about. Brian actually has product in the stores. Most don't, but Brian's foresight put him in a great position. You partner with him and you'll be in that great position as well. RustQuentinGift.com. God save the Republic.